Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about it. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Did I say that? You already knew that, didn't you? And I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend, Dr. Lori Lacivita, here, and she is a organizational and industrial psychologist, Dr. Lori Lacivita. And she is the Program Director of Organizational Psychology at Walden University. And she's here to talk to us about a couple of things. Emotional intelligence, especially as we apply it to managing a very diverse workforce. Lori Lacivita, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
You are. That's perfect. Yes.
That's great. Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So, Lori, I don't know if you heard my opener of the show, but I've been around a long time. My gray hair is not premature, and so I've seen a lot of workplaces over the years, over the decades, and I've never seen a time when there were as many different generations, cultural, racial, ethnic, educational values. The diversity is almost breathtaking today in the workplace, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we actually live in the, like what Charles Dickens would say, we live in the best of times and we live in the worst of times. Because there is really so much diversity going on in the workplace. We have, as you said, I think earlier, that we have four generations right now that are all working
minimum,
together. Yeah, minimum, absolutely. And so, really, you know, thinking about that, how do you work with four generations to bring out optimal performance and really a cohesive, strong team? And so that's some of the work that we do as IO psychologists. We work with organizations to help them work through those issues.
Well, and let's talk about that, because I've thought an awful lot about this, Lori, because I'm a baby boomer. I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers, and I'm in the fourth quarter of my career, and so... the beginning, in my opinion, that's the story I'm sticking to. The beginning of the fourth quarter, but you know, and I'm an employer. But I also have customers who are different generations. I employ different generations and work with them and try to help them learn. Want them to be happy. I also want them to perform. And I have just noticed. It just seems to me that there's much more difference between my generation and two generations removed down the line from me than there was when I came aboard those years ago, when I was a pup. Am I right about there? Is it just what it seems?
No, you're absolutely right, because each generation has different characteristics. They have different leadership styles, different motivators, and different.
But isn't it more dramatic now than it used to be?
Well, I think because we have four generations and they're so diverse. I mean, if you look at the different characteristics of each generation, when you generalize those characteristics, it's amazing about how they really are not similar in so many really intricate and integral ways, in ways that we work with each other. And so I think it's important for leaders and managers, they have to really understand the values, attitudes, and characteristics of each generation to really effectively influence.
Right.
The different generations, how to motivate them, how to really get them to work and develop that high-performance team that we're all striving for.
Well, Lori, you're a lot younger than me, but I know that you've been around the block at least once. And so...
Or twice, maybe.
But do you remember when you started working, when you were a pup, and when your bosses started telling you stories, which was the context for training you? When they talk about how things were when they were coming up, you were fascinated. You were transfixed by those stories, weren't you?
You know, that's true.
Am I right? Wait a minute. I'm right about that, right? You sponge those stories. The thing that I think is, and I'm not just talking about myself. Other people tell me this. I'm hearing this from baby boomers all over the place. The Gen Y folks, they won't sit still for those stories. They don't want to hear those stories. To them, it sounds like old, irrelevant stuff to them.
Right.
And the sad news is, it's context that they need.
Yeah. Well, the Gen Xers have very different attitudes.
I'm talking about Gen Y. Gen Y.
Okay. Well, the Gen Y also have a very different attitude.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, if you think about it, if you have a successful workplace and you have to really have mutual respect among generations.
That's the word.
That is the key word. If we come away with anything from this whole discussion that we have today, it's that if we can't foster that mutual respect among
Absolutely.
The generations, then we're lost in the water. It's just not going to work. And so if you think about it, the older generation, when I came into the workforce and probably when you came into the workforce
mm-hmm.
too, you know, you realized and you respected that the older generation conveyed wisdom.
We were standing on their shoulders.
Generation. Exactly. But in turn, the older generations now have to also have that mutual respect for the younger generation.
But a lot of people in our generation, Lori, mm-hmm. and I'm not complaining, I'm just reporting what I hear, a lot of people in our generation aren't feeling that kind of respect coming back to them.
Exactly. Well, that's why we need to. IO psychologists to come in and work with different.
Otherwise, that's right. It just gets better. It's like So what you just said, Lori, is Gen Y is IO psychologist's retirement plan. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a very big issue that we work with
yeah.
quite frequently. It's that issue, and also we're working in a global context now.
Right.
And so you know that has a whole other boat of issues and concerns that we effectively work with in order to, how do you work virtually and manage an effective team?
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably something for a later call and later discussion.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to get you to talk about is the difference between content and context.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Gen Ys have so much content in their head that they don't have room for context. What do you think about that?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Gen Y. So some of their general characteristics are they have a high level of confidence.
Hold on to that thought, Lori, because I want to take a quick break. We come back. I'm going to let you start on that because I really believe this is a really good topic to talk about because I don't hear baby boomers complaining about 49-year-olds. I only hear them complaining about 23-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
20 after, but not because they're not good people. But because they're having trouble with the communication. I need your website quickly, Lori.
Our website is www.waldenu.edu.
Yeah. All right, so check that out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.